This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
They want total, unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Get back now!
I challenge their authority.
No, get away!
Fighting for Idaho.
We won.
It's not over.
We're here to make a statement. It's a free country. Remember that, government.
And we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Fighting for you.
I think it would be good to go down there.
You need the real story. You need it from a person that you trust and who will speak out the truth.
You know, you can't get anything from the press that's worthwhile anyway. I'd rather listen to you.
Idaho needs to hear from the Kevin Miller perspective.
Now from Southern Nevada, Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We'll wait to talk to our great friend Dave Pezzo, who will join us, and we'll wait for him. But while we're waiting for Dave Pezzo, your thoughts on the Ryan Bundy interview. And here you have a man who was talking about not only government workers, and look, I'm not going to vilify government workers, because many of them, particularly the folks that have been there for quite some time, they didn't do it to make a lot of money. They joined the government. They joined the government as civil servants out of a sense of patriotism. But it is concerning when we're getting reports of Blackwater folks being here. And let's face it, Blackwater private contractors used primarily overseas. Now, that's an unsubstantiated allegation, and we'll try and investigate that today. If you're just tuning in, and it's been a while, we are here in Southern Nevada. We'll be here till Wednesday finding out what's going on at the Bundy Ranch. Now, I was outside the ranch yesterday. You can see a picture of that with me and my new best friend Isaac at 580kido.com. Any of these interviews that we have will be available at 580kido.com. And remember, our trip is sponsored by our great friends at MinutemanRx.com, who have believed in this cause and said, Kevin, all we're hearing about is the national perspective, and we need you to go there. Well, actually, I said, I'd like to go. Can you help me go there? And we flew in on Saturday. Went down to Bunkerville, and those of you, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, driving through the strip on 215 to 15 is not a fun trip. First of all, hello, Country Mouse Kevin Miller. I'm driving around, and I see all the sensory overload of the Luxor and the Bellagio and big, big, flashy, gaudy things. And then you have the crazy drivers that rival those in Salt Lake that are just crazy. You know, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And, gee, I can't wait to do it again today. In fact, it was interesting. I tried to go another way. And sometimes you love it when directions really hit on the head. Well, this time I went to 215 East instead of West. I ended up who knows where, out by the Speedway, then got back on the highway. And I just said, you know, I've got to just drive the 8 miles of, well, of heck, if you will, if you know what I'm talking about. So that was what I went through and continue to go through here at 580KIDO, all on my way to Bunkerville. And coming up at 7:35, we'll have more interviews. People from around the country are here, and they're not leaving. It is amazing. Almost as amazing as our great friend Dave Pezzo, who joins us now at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
So, Dave, we take a look at the markets. It's time for the annual week in review. What happened? And then we'll find out from you, Nostra Pezzo, what will happen. But tell us a little bit about the markets last week.
Well, last week, you know, I think it's amazing when you think about how big a deal potentially Russia, Ukraine, and certainly these things most of the time in the past would be sending the market down. This is a pretty strong army just deciding that the border does not exist, that the rule of law does not exist. And so basically we have a czar-type situation again, but with nuclear weapons and a gigantic military involved. And so the market basically, you know, puts has a little bit of pressure, but that's it. The market was flat for the week. It's astounding to me how much money is flowing into the markets. And when you look at on top of that and find what one third of the companies, nearly one third of the companies in the S&P 500 reported last week. Earnings generally were pretty good, but some of them were blockbuster. Apple returning billions, tens of billions of dollars to shareholders. You know, this is good for the economy. It's not just this abstract Wall Street thing that sits out there. These are real dividends, real stock buybacks, real money in investors' pockets. Works its way through the economy. So the market, I thought, was very, very impressive lately in light of what's going on in Russia and what's going on with China slowing down a little bit, the Japanese situation. It's just this battle between where else am I going to put money and some of these very real problems out there.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller here in Southern Nevada. Dave Petzo with us at the Broadcast Center. What would happen if the Fed decided to curtail more of its pumping into the economy? How big would that – could that derail the market?
You know, people have been talking about that for quite some time, Kevin, and you know I feel like the answer is no. I think that the Fed has helped the stock market. Nobody knows by how much, but it's always being factored in, if you will. As people are debating whether they want to invest in stocks or they're going to hold cash. So the debate goes on all the time with different asset classes. Is it worth buying in? And that debate – given the time that we've had, has gone on now for, 2 years? As soon as the Fed cuts back, that's it, we're going to tank. And, of course, we all know there's, you know, hundreds of websites out there talking about the impending doom of either the dollar or the stock market in general when the Federal Reserve pulls away, that this is all going to end badly. All of them, of course, are there to do one thing, and that is to sell gold. But it doesn't stop people from reading them, fussing about them, and retweeting them, if you will, all over the world. So people get this idea that there's just a whole body of knowledge out there that the market's going to tank. Some people feel that way, Kevin, but I think it's gone on for 2 years, and we have already started the tapering process. It started last year. The words out of the Fed chairman's mouth, at that time Bernanke said, we are going to drop, you know, we're going to stop tapering sometime when the markets dictate it. Well, they have. And at first, the market took about a two-day hiccup, and then it only went up 30% last year. So that's how scared the market is, I think, of tapering. It continues on schedule, and there will come a time down the road where the Fed is completely gone, not just lessening its impact. And I look forward to that day, Kevin. I think interest rates are going to be a little bit higher when that happens, but that will also signify a stronger economy.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580 KIDO, coming up much more from Southern Nevada. But, Dave, you know, are we ever going to pay back that money that we're just printing up? You know, I'm talking to a lot of folks here, and they cite the Fed. They also cite the idea that we're just making up money. You mm-hmm. as a financial guy, I mean, are we ever going – is the government really ever going to pay that back? Could they possibly pay that back?
Yeah, it's a fascinating question. How does that work its way out, you know, out of the system? It's so much money. The answer is they're really going to pay it back by simply letting the bonds run off. What they've done is, yes, they've printed money, and they've used that to go buy bonds. The bonds pay interest and principal over the years. Most people think, and I think the Fed has indicated this as well, that they are just simply going to let the bonds run off. That means they're not necessarily going to sell them all back that they bought, you know, all at one time, flooding the system and making interest rates spike to the moon. It's just a process of, no, we're not going to do anything with them. We'll just let them sit there. We'll collect the coupon. We'll collect the principal as they pay off and just put it back in the Treasury. That's all. So that's the way that I believe it's going to happen. If they see an opportunity in a market where they want to have maybe interest rates tick up a little bit higher or unload some bonds, I'm sure that they'll sell a few hundred billion if they deem it necessary or desirous at the time.
Dave Petzo with us, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Okay, who would buy a billion or 100 billion here or there? Because, you know, treasuries don't give you that ROI like they did when you and I were growing up, when our grandmothers would buy treasury bonds for us. I mean, who would buy it? Certainly not the Chinese. They have their own economic woes, right?
Well, they do, but they still have the world currency is the U.S. dollar, and so it's being bought. Treasuries are bought for reserve requirements all over the world, all the time. You know, the Federal Reserve, people talk about who's buying all those bonds, Kevin, and who would buy all of ours. The answer is before the Federal Reserve stepped in and with QE, QE 1, 2, 3, or 4, however number we're on now, and even in spite of QE, there's plenty of buyers out there. The real question is, you know, the insurance companies, there's all kinds of reasons that treasuries are bought. They have a specific period of time, and even though their rates are very, very low today, there still are buyers out there. Now, what we're really saying is what happens to interest rates when the elephant buyer, the federal government, leaves the room? Not all buyers, because they're not the only buyer. So I think, again, it'll be fine. It's an interesting question. Where would interest rates be if, in fact, the Federal Reserve wasn't involved at all? Most people think they'd be around 3, maybe a little bit higher, but that's all. That's nothing, you know, nothing earth-shattering about 3%. But we don't know because we didn't take that road, right? I mean, as people are always speculating. I love the certainty of a blog, right, Kevin? The certainty of we didn't go this way, but I know what would have happened. And that is the certainty of if the Federal Reserve never been there, where interest rates would be, where the economy would be, et cetera. We just really don't know because we didn't take that road. So everything is speculation, but so far we have tapered our way to where the Federal Reserve is much less involved in the buying and will become much less involved, and interest rates are still at 2.67. That's pretty low. So far, so good.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580KIDO. Final question of this segment here, and this comes from USA Today. For people listening right now, you have a couple ways of people can improve their retirement readiness. Recently now, some 6 in 10 baby boomers and Generation Xers are projected to have sufficient financial resources to live the life they're living now. That's the good news. The bad news, 4 out of 10 or 40% do not have the means. So for those listening right now, what are a couple quick ways to improve that retirement readiness?
Well, Kevin, everybody makes choices every day, and I know this is, you know, somebody's looking, you know, most of the time people are looking for a pill so they can lose 50 pounds. They're looking and not have to leave the couch. You know, we're all looking for an easy, oh, yeah, painless thing. And I do think it's painless. We just simply have to grow up. Everybody makes choices every day. You make the choice of what your lifestyle is. You decide right now what I want to do is go to dinner more than I want to have financial security. I want to go to dinner more tonight than to fund the Roth IRAs. I want to go to dinner more than to pay for a kid's college education or help a grandchild through college. That's what I want more. I want my instant gratification more right now, my drug of now, than it is than to set it up. And what I'm saying is you break that dynamic. And it really, when I say it's empowering, it's freeing. It is. It being under the bounds of spending too much money, and not having any financial security is a tremendous stress and pressure in people's lives. It's not binding to get it right. It's freeing to get it right. And people really do need to do that. And there's two aspects to it. It's not just saving money that's important. It's also the fact that their lifestyle is going down. So the pile of money that is required to fund that lifestyle isn't as large. So it's twofold. When people learn to live well within their means, it's a lot easier to get towards retirement. And, you know, there's all kinds of data out there that people can look at. But the fact of the matter is they have to make that choice personally. You know what you need to do, people. Doggone it. We all do, right? We all know what's right. We all know how to do this correctly. We just have to make the decision to roll out of bed and do that.
More coming up with Dave Petzl. Kevin Miller in the Morning, live from Southern Nevada, brought to you by our friends at MinutemanRx.com. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning from Southern Nevada, brought to you by our friends, MinutemanRx.com. And do want to remind everybody that, folks, we need you now more than ever. This is not some type of stunt or what have you. We already have reports. We've had reports from lower management, upper management, even corporate management, that there are forces aligned right now to get us off the air because we are here. And that is troubling. It's interesting that, you know, I'll say these things all the time, and then it proves to fruition where you have people emailing and calling, not only the people here, but in New York or wherever the corporate office is, making unsubstantiated, slanderous allegations about me because we're here in Nevada talking to the folks that are camping out and breaking no laws, by the way, breaking no laws. And we'll have much more of that coming up. Also want to thank our sponsor, MinutemanRx.com, who so graciously put up the money to allow me to come here. I'm very honest with you about that. This is a team effort, and we do want to thank the folks there. I made one call, and they said, "Ah, go ahead, Kay Milley, bring us the truth," and that's what we're doing. Speaking of the truth, we're talking money with our great friend Dave Petzo. Dave, are the credit card? You know, I remember the old days when every time we'd have you in, it was, and you'd go, Kevin Miller, blah, 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 blah. It was always bad news. So we have some good news, but some of the things that impact average Americans, average Idahoans each and every day are credit cards. Have the credit card companies continued to behave, or are they back to their old ways of, hey, everybody, here's 0% and you never have to pay ever? Oh, that goes to 25% in 2 days.
There's still a little bit of that, Kevin. There is, but it's the credit card companies, it's highly competitive. Credit card companies require a decent credit rating, meaning people that pay their bills. And so it is a it's a much cleaner area than something like the payday loans, which, of course, as you well know, have never been good. But Idaho's the worst at. It's got 580% per year, 580% interest. And I don't know if the mafia charges that much. You know, I don't know what it is, but I find that phenomenal. And we talk about some of the basics of getting ahead in life. I mean, this is so basic that you don't go in and borrow against a future paycheck that I don't even know where to start with somebody that does that. But I just do feel I do feel compelled also to protect people against that kind of thing as well. And I think that is such a usury rate that we really shouldn't be the highest in the nation. We really shouldn't be.
And yet we are. And for people that, again, are dealing with credit cards and everything else, I would urge you to go to your financial institution. I would urge you to go to a credit union. And if you are paying and everything else and your credit rating's good, you can get that 17% lowered to 8 or 5 or even 3%.
Or even better, Kevin, stay off the credit cards. It means you're buying things you can't afford because you're not willing to wait. And when you start doing that, it opens up a door that takes a lot of work to close. And it's just too easy to pull the card out and go into that cycle that says, no, I'm just going to have whatever I want whenever I want it. And we also know from human history, it doesn't matter whether it's cupcakes or women or money or whatever, when we just simply won't wait for anything or we just have what we want whenever we want it, it's really not good for ourselves.
Dave Petzo with us as we continue on here at 580 KIDO. You know, on one hand, Apple is losing its competitive edge, and everybody has their iPhones, and the Samsung this, Jim from Star showing me his big Samsung this, and looks more like a tablet than a phone. But Apple had a good first quarter. They exceeded expectations. They're going to do some type of return, I think. But could this be the exception rather than the rule when we're talking about, let's face it, America's technology company?
Well, you know, first of all, Apple was thought to be falling behind Samsung so far in the cell phone wars. This was a huge turnaround. We'll see where we go from here, whether the iPhone 6 is a home run or not. But Apple's making great inroads into China, where they weren't supposed to be making good inroads, and their phones are just too expensive. And, you know, the list goes on and on as to why Apple was losing its way. And there is no question that they are not the same company, but I don't know how a company can be the same company, not just because Steve Jobs is gone, but you come out with something world-changing the way the iPhone did, with the technology and ease of use, and even more importantly, people forget about its operating system is so clean and virus-free that everybody wants it. They want to be part of that whole thing, and they control it, and they make money every time, every second of every day with that system and their app store and so on. So all of those things tied together is this incredible monolith. Now, we're supposed to top that all the time. It's the way we are. And when they don't, then we assume the company is dead and rudderless, leaderless, whatever you want to say. So now we're looking at this report and saying, wait a minute, this was quite a big comeback, a huge comeback for the company, and they didn't even announce a new product. So imagine if they really do come out with an iPhone 6 big screener that is functionally better or as good as anything that Samsung has, then I think you're talking about the category killer again.
Dave Petzo, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Do you think if you've held off on buying a home, do you think this is the year to buy a home in the Treasure Valley?
I think it is because interest rates are good. I think it's more as you look at it. If people will, in fact, set their sights down a little bit, okay, don't just get in on we could afford a little bit bigger payment with a minimum down payment. If people are being conservative in their thought process, then absolutely, lock it in. Get those 15- and 30-year mortgages going at these rates, and I think you're going to be very, very happy you did. And because right now, if you are relatively conservative in your aspirations for housing, meaning, you know, I guess you just don't need, several thousand square feet per person in a household. If you feel that way, or you don't need 3-inch deep granite or whatever it is, I know it's all nice, but if you can tone it down just a little bit, be relatively conservative, you will be living in that house for as little as you can rent. Now, that tells me it's a really good buying environment, Kevin. I'm not making a housing price prediction because houses are money pits, Kevin. They are. It's just where we live. And then we spend a gob of money. I still am completely puzzled. I really am very baffled why people talk about houses as investments. They're just money pits. They're tax items. They're the way that all the revenue is raised locally, and they slip a little levy in here and a levy in there until in Boise, everywhere, even with the housing exemption, the homeowner's exemption, we are all overpaying well over 1% on our homes. It's absolutely ludicrous, and there is no end. There is no end to government. It doesn't matter if it's conservative government or liberal government. They just can't have enough money. There's no such thing as too much money for government in their mind. And so this is an easy way to keep taxing. So, no, it's not. And the more conservative your house, the less money you spend, the more you relieve the pressure of finances in your life. And, yes, Kevin, buy a house. Interest rates are good. It's very affordable.
Now, that's the Dave Petzo that we listen to every Saturday. We will see you this Saturday, Dave. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you. You have a great time down there. Be safe.
Thank you. It's our great friend Dave Petzo. You can catch him at the Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
The lines have been drawn in the sand.
In the name of protecting an endangered tortoise in the region, the feds kicked Cliven Bundy off public land his family's used for cattle grazing for generations.
They want unlimited power over the people of the United States.
Kittleany was a cowboy down to the coast.
I challenged their authority.
He just wanted his ranch and he wanted more.
Our freedoms are on the edge of being taken away from us.
Never ever dreamed he'd be starting over.
It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And here we are. We'll take your phone calls in a minute at 580-5436, but let's hear what it's like to cover this story. Yesterday, we talked to a local NBC reporter.
Theo, we're joined by a local reporter here in Las Vegas. Sir, what's your name?
Antonio Castellan with KSNV, the NBC affiliate.
All right, and if we want to get some of your reporting, what's your website so people listening at 580 KIDO can check out your firsthand accounts of this?
MyNews3.com.
Okay, MyNews3.com. You, and as the wind blows here and you're driving into work, it's okay. We're just part of the natural elements that we're bringing you. You've covered this story for quite some time. Your thoughts as the objective reporter, the eyes and ears of not only the community, but people around the world that are watching your reports.
I think that this is an ongoing situation that it's hard to imagine when this will end. Right now, the story that we're working on is asking the people here, how long do they plan on staying? And no one seems to know. We're just getting vague answers. So it could be anywhere from a week to a month to a year, because everyone is waiting for resolution between the Bureau of Land Management and Clive and Bundy. The people out here, they revere Mr. Bundy. They love him. They see him as a hero, and they want to protect him and make sure that he's taken care of and justice is served in their eyes.
As a reporter, again, you cover big stories. This is your job, to be objective, to not get emotional. Did you feel this situation building up before we saw the big confrontation? Did you feel the folks coming here? Was there anything different, or did this catch a lot of folks by surprise?
I think it did catch people by surprise. I believe that here in Las Vegas, we never imagined that there would be a confrontation between federal government agents and cattle ranchers and militia people. We never viewed it that it would get so tense where people would get face-to-face with one another and there would be snipers on hills and talk of, if that person shoots, I'm going to shoot. So it is surprising still.
Now, covering this, when the snipers were on the hills from both sides, what was that like for you and for the media? Again, we sit there and watch, but you're an individual, you're a person, you're experiencing it.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired, to even imagine that. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco? And of course, no one wants to see that. And for there to be the threat of that, it was very alarming and worrisome.
Now, again, I'm no genius here to figure this out, but there appears to be two Vegases. You've got the Vegas in the city, and then you've got the very diehard Western rancher values here. How do you cover both?
Oh, that's a good question. We just try to do as many stories as we can. We've put out a lot of resources, and the station that I work for, we're talking to the politicians. We're coming out here every day to get Clive and Bundy's side of it. So I think that covering the state and being here is the best way to do it.
Sure. It must be tough for you, though, because, again, it's so emotional. And whether it's a political campaign, you know, that's one thing. But someone's livelihood, I mean, this is stuff that we read about. You're experiencing it firsthand, and people are counting on you to document it.
I know. It is pretty amazing that, you know, this is his livelihood, and he feels that he's being threatened. He feels that they're trying to take his cattle. They're trying to take land that he's lived on from generation to generation, according to him. He says that his grandfather owned it and his grandfather's grandfather owned it. So, yes, when you think about it, it's just an amazing story.
Now, at 580 KIDO, you're also, I'm sure you've talked to the folks at the BLM. What's their perspective?
Actually, me personally, I have not gotten in touch with them. Other reporters, since we have like two or three reporters, it seems, a day dealing with it. I have been the reporter that has been talking to Clive and Bundy and the people that have been surrounding him. So I haven't been able to talk to the Bureau of Land Management.
And again, I know you're a reporter, so you don't have an opinion. You're a professional that way, sir. But your thoughts on Mr. Bundy, just talking to him, and what we may hear and see in Idaho, you have the firsthand experience. What's that like?
Well, actually, I feel like I was lucky enough. I spoke to him one-on-one on Friday, and I think that he's a good man. I think he's a good man with good intentions, but I feel that he gets misunderstood, and that's the feeling that I get while talking to him. He was very welcoming to go inside his house, and his family seems to be good-hearted, and the people around him are very nice. So he's just a misunderstood individual.
And the national media, it seems like there was a little issue here. You know, since everybody's talking about Donald Sterling, it's kind of taken Mr. Bundy off the pages. The national press, you know, their focus has been here. Do you think that they'll still be here?
I think it's going to quiet down. I think we're going to wait and see what happens with this resolution. I don't think that there's going to be as many media as we saw a couple of days ago after Cliven Bundy was quoted as saying, you know, he wonders if African Americans, if whether they'd be better off as slaves. I don't think we're going to see as many media folks as we have in the past couple of days.
And finally, one more time, if people would like to check out your reporting, what's your website again, sir?
Our website is mynews3.com.
And we thank Antonio for that. 580 KIDO. Let's go to Linda from Emmett with Kevin Miller live in Southern Nevada at 580 KIDO. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Oh, our time away is, well, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Don't let Dorothy hear you say that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You know, what I was calling in about Mr. Bundy, I know there's been a idea that the government can come in and take the land if they want to and not have to pay somebody for taking the land. And to me, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I am for Mr. Bundy and 100%, and I was so shocked to watch the BLM, jump in the middle of all of this, because I think they were way over the top. And, to shoot the man's cattle, and that's what he makes his living from, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I hope it can be a reasonable resolution to this problem. But why don't they put a lien on the place when Mr. Bundy dies, they can sell the ranch and then still have their rite of passage. And Harry Reid, if I'd have been able to go through the television when he was going on about this, to call these guys terrorists, I see no terrorism. What I saw with all the guys on horseback was people banding together to help one of their own neighbors. And I'm glad it didn't come to a shootout. But
well, there. I'll tell you one thing, Linda. Being here in Nevada, there is no apathy here. I appreciate your call. All right, baby. Thank you for that. It is 7:49. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safe.
Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans. The lines have been drawn in the sand. It's the battle for the West. Now from Southern Nevada, it's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And speaking of 580 KIDO, we'll be doing another blog today, taking you in and outside the ranch and Bunkerville. Kevin Miller with you. Thank you to our friends at MinutemanRx.com, the exclusive sponsor of this trip. Quickly to Jim in Star at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Hey, K. Millie. Thanks for being brave enough and having the tenacity to go down there and take this thing head on. We appreciate it. You know, one thing yesterday, I got into a bit of a debate with a friend of mine, and he says, Jim, this isn't right. That man needs to pay his taxes. That's what it's all about. He owes money. He owes over $1 million. Have we yet discovered what the true amount that he owes is?
Well, you talk to Mr. Bundy's son, and this has been going on for 20 or 25 years, and the amount varies, and when all of a sudden you have land that was public and now it isn't, and then the BLM takes your cattle without any due process, I think that's the big issue here. And unfortunately, whether it's your friend, whether it's the liberals who are pressuring radio station management to get me fired and calling me a racist, I'm not embellishing at all. This is what's happening even before we went here for covering this story. People just want to believe what the media is telling them. And I would tell you, you come down here and it's like people camping. It's like people that are into the Constitution and there's not a racial bone in their body about it. And the idea that Mr. Bundy would have his cattle taken with people from Blackwater without any due process people need to be alerted to that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Kevin, if you're white these days, it's just, it goes hand in hand with, like, you, like myself, like Clive Bundy. If we're white, we have to be racist. That's just part of the label we have to carry, right? But I'm glad that those people are there. I'm glad you're there. And one of the reasons I am glad is it's going to keep these BLM guys honest, and or as honest as they can be. And I would love for you to try to get a chance to interview one of them and ask him, are you really going to take the life of a farmer over the fact he may owe some taxes for grazing rights that were never even rights up until, you know, years, a few years back? I mean, his family's been doing this for decades. For, you know, I just want to know that. Will you take the life of a farmer over taxes?
Jim, thank you. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Be safe.
Our great friend Jim from Star. More in a minute. 580 KIDO. Let's get you to traffic. And coming up next, if you missed our interview with Ryan Bundy, you'll hear that, plus your calls. Kevin Miller, your thoughts. Who's right? Who's wrong? The BLM or Mr. Bundy? We want to hear from you next. 580 KIDO.